where we will discuss a very important topic, which is e-commerce analytics, because this is what helps you revisit your entire business planning, operations, and make changes to improve the performance of every business function. So when it comes to e-commerce analytics, we will discuss the analytics for e-commerce, the different options available, the metrics, the software available. How do you manage growth with Google Analytics? That's one of the key products available for analyzing your e-commerce business operations. How do you move from analytics to business action items and incorporating data into your day-to-day company operations and culture? So first, business analytics for e-commerce. Now, e-commerce, compared to other businesses, has access to 100% data. The number of website visitors, the number of product views, the number of orders, refunds. So it's a data-rich industry, and that is what makes analytics so interesting and powerful for e-commerce businesses. Now, analytics is the practice of capturing, managing, and analyzing data to drive business strategy and performance. One is capturing or recording data, right? Number of clicks on your website, a number of clicks on your email, a number of clicks on your search engine ad. But what happens with those number of clicks? So how many of clicks actually convert into product views? How many product views actually convert into final purchases? And how many of those use digital payments? How many use COD? How many returns are there? So you have to actually visualize the end-to-end customer journey to understand the scope of improving your business operations. So the insights that analytics provides contains a wealth of information about e-commerce website, website visitors, and where they came from. For example, if you analyze that 1,000 customers coming from Facebook place 100 orders and 1,000 customers coming from, let's say, Google search place only, say, 50 orders. So you know that Facebook is more profitable for you. So either you can look at what's going wrong with the Google search ads. Are you using the right titles, right description, the right landing pages? Or maybe for your customer segment, social works better. So you could take decisions to spend more on social and less on search. So this is just a very simple example, but you can get detailed insights. For example, what happens when people visit your website? Now, your entire purchase journey, you can maybe break into 3 or 4 stages, right? They come on your homepage, they go to a category page, they go to a product page, they add to the cart, then they go to the payment page and make the purchase. So where exactly are customers exiting your website? So if customers are coming to your homepage and not browsing the category page, there's something wrong with your navigation, for example. Or if they're browsing the category pages but not moving to the product pages, then your range of products is not exciting enough. So you get to know where the problem is and you can make improvements to improve your conversion and sales. So all this information can be used to find new customers and increase sales from customers visiting your website. So with a deeper understanding of your customers' actions, you can better serve them, engage them, and ultimately increase sales. For example, if you know that, okay, on your product, on your category pages, it's products displayed in the 5th column that get most views, you can move the products up on your display so that more and more people can view those products that have the maximum customer interest and engagement. So all this data is available for e-commerce businesses because this is a data-rich industry. You can track every click and scroll of your website visitor. Now, as a small and medium e-commerce business owner, your resources are finite, which means that time and burn rate are critical factors to success. So without knowing which marketing activities are working, you'll be wasting both time and money. This makes analytics more important for you because you want to know what channels are converting more for you. Is it email marketing? Is it organic traffic? Is it social? Or is it search engine marketing? Or maybe it's affiliates driving up your sales. Now, another symptom of this lack of information is that you will be missing out on profit from the channels that are working, because instead of doubling down on these channels, your budget will be spread across both profitable and unprofitable channels. So let's say for your business, affiliates drive the most sales, but you keep on spending social and search because you've not been analyzing your conversion and sales data. You don't need to spend on social and search. What you need to do is have more schemes for your affiliates so they promote your products with more vigor and passion, and maybe sign up more affiliates. So how do you take actions if you don't get the insights, and how do you get insights if you don't analyze your data? And in e-commerce, as I've been saying, data is readily available. That's the biggest challenge for traditional businesses. They don't have access to data. Here, the data is available. Every click, every scroll is recorded, which you can easily analyze thanks to available software and free software. So having access to statistical information from all areas of your online marketing and sales activities gives you an advantage over competitors that do not have this information. So knowing how your customers interact with your website is crucial to your success. And the best way to know your audience is through your traffic statistics. So are they visiting your home page and exiting your website? Or are they moving to the category page and exiting your website? Or are they adding the product to the cart and then exiting your website? So high exit rate at each of these touch points is an indicator of different problems. So what problem do you solve? That information comes from your website traffic analytics. So among thousands of clicks, visits, bounces, seconds, and conversions, there are dozens of stories to be told. And only once you understand those, you can plan for improvement. So you can learn, for example, from the total number of visitors to your site in a given week, then only a few of them enjoyed your website enough to even spend some time on it. A small percentage of those 50% actually made a purchase, while another part got stuck at the checkout page, became frustrated and left. So where do you optimize your site? The initial 50% exiting, so maybe you improve your design, your navigation flow, or maybe it's easier for you to focus on the people who actually reach the checkout page. So maybe add free delivery, maybe add more payment options, maybe add COD, maybe add a live chat widget to talk to them. So identify what is that you can do and focus where it is easier and more beneficial for your business. But that only happens if you analyze your data, and that's the benefit and importance of analytics for your e-commerce business. So having that kind of knowledge, we already put you ahead of most of your competition. So is 50% good or bad? For example, for you, 50% may be good, but for some categories, 50% may be bad. So you need to look at historical data, and you also need to look at external benchmarks. Now there are external benchmarks available on the internet. If you go and look at category wise conversion rates, you get to know what is the best conversion rate for your industry and how do you rank against that benchmark. So you have external benchmarks and you have internal data to plan for your improvement goals. So depending on the type, size, industry, and stage of your company, the answers to these questions will be vastly different. So it's not enough to know that some people made a purchase while others didn't. The story only ends once we learn more about them, because you will want to know why they didn't and then do something about it. That information, those data points are possible to get using only data analytics tools. If you're getting 1,000 visitors a day and they don't purchase from you, you don't know who these visitors are. They are just IP addresses for the website tools. So you can't really go back and talk to them. But if you analyze their behavior, if you understand when is that they stop engaging with the website, you can take necessary actions to improve engagement and sales. That brings us to the most important analytics tool used on e-commerce websites or even other websites, and that is Google Analytics, and that's a 100% free tool. Now, Google Analytics helps you make data-driven decisions by showing you the stats that matter. Google Analytics is one of the most powerful tools you can have as a small business online. You can know how many users come on your website, how many pages do they browse, or how many really bounce off within, say, the first 5 seconds. Where do they come from? Are they coming from organic listings on search engines? Are they directly coming to your website? Or are they clicking on a social media post and coming to your website? Is email or affiliate links driving more traffic? When they come, do they actually view different products? Or do they add products to the cart? Or do they go to your terms and conditions page, for example? Do they check your delivery guidelines and policies, your return processing? So it gives you information about the customer behavior and when is it that customer goes away. Accordingly, you make changes. So it will let you see how many people are coming to your website from where, how long they've been staying there, and much, much more. So it's a must-have free tool that lets you see what's going on with your website traffic. So with Google Analytics, the data is broken down into 4 sections. Audience, so who are these people, right? Age group, affinity group, geography, education, gender, you get all these insights. Acquisition, how do they get to your website? So do they come directly or do they type in your website directly in their browser's address bar? Or do they come from organic listings on search engine? So is SEO working for you? Do they come from search engine ads? Or do they come from social ads? Or do they come from email marketing? You get to know what source works for you and what happens with the traffic for each source. So the conversion for each source, and you can compare that. Then you get to know about the behavior. So what do people do once they come on your website? Do they scroll through your pages? Do they browse multiple pages and products? Do they add products to the cart? And finally, you get to know the conversions. So did those website visitors purchase a product from you or not? Or did they sign up as a member or not? So audience, acquisition, behavior, and conversions. So here is a snapshot of the first screen that you get when you sign into Google Analytics. It gives you for a particular time range, you could select that last 7 days, last 28 days, or a custom date range. You get to see the number of users, the number of sessions, the average duration, are these new visitors or are these returning visitors? So a lot of information that would give you an overview of how good is the traffic for your e-commerce website. It also tells you, are they browsing it on a laptop or on a mobile device? So if you have more traffic on smartphones, you need to look at your mobile responsiveness. What website send traffic to your website? So who are the other websites referring traffic to your website? Could be your affiliates or could be blog websites. What marketing tactics drive the most traffic? So you get all these information. How do you use is up to you to improve performance and experiences. It tells you which pages on your website are most popular. How many visitors have I converted into leads? So from each source, how many people end up buying from you? So you can start focusing more on those acquisition sources. Where did the converting visitors come from and where did they go? So what pages are they browsing? Which page do they enter and which page do they exit from? And how can you improve your website speed? It gives you speed recommendations. For example, reduce caching, optimize images. It gives you those speed optimization recommendations as well. So it's a very, very, very powerful tool and it's a free tool. So here's a snapshot of a behavior flow chart. It gives you how users go through your website from one page to another till they finally exit. So is this in line with your vision on how people should use your website? If not, you need to really look at the design, the navigation, and make changes accordingly. Here is another snapshot. So here you look at the behavior reports. This gives you the right place to get this information is a content report. This will tell you how many times people visited each page and what pages they visited before and after. So you get an idea of their travels within your site. So it's an interlinking report from one page to another, back to a page, and also gives you the number of drop-offs or exits for each page of your website. So how to use Google Analytics for your business, how to make smart marketing decisions. First, having Google Analytics empowers you to make smarter decisions for your online business and improve the bottom line. How? First, you understand your visitors. You understand who is coming to your website. For example, if your target customer segment, let's say, is the 18 to 25 year age group, and analytics tells you that you're getting more customers in the 35 to 44 year age group, then you know that your marketing is not targeting the right customers. You can make changes by understanding your visitors. Then you track your audience behavior, the number of pages they visit, where they spend time, how much they scroll, what products do they browse through. Then you find profitable traffic sources. Does social convert more than email, or does email convert more than organic, or does organic convert more than search? Then you have refining and focusing on the target audience, measuring the on-site content performance. So depending on which products are being viewed more, you can look at image optimization, you can look at titles, you can look at descriptions. Then you measure your bounce rate. How many customers come and exit your website without taking any action? That could be the look and feel of your site, the load time, for example, or could be wrong targeting, where your ad or your content does not match with the buyer's search query or intent. And then you track checkout processes to understand where the customer drops out. Do they drop out on the product page? Then maybe the description is not enough, or maybe they're not looking for that product. They need maybe more features. Maybe the images and videos are missing. Maybe you don't have customer reviews and ratings. Or in the dropout in the checkout page, maybe the checkout process is lengthy. Or maybe you don't have enough payment options. Maybe you don't offer free delivery. So understanding where they drop off lets you fix the problem, identify the problem, and then look at solutions. Now, there are other analytic tools available as well. Google Analytics is the most prevalent because it's free, and every person usually has a Google account and they use Google for search marketing and search optimization. So it's easier to link it to your website. Hence, almost all businesses, whether e-commerce or not, use those. But there are other options available as well, mix of free and paid. Some are freemium as well, which have a free version, and then more paid add-ons. So you have HubSpot, you have Hootsuite, you have Facebook Analytics, and then you also have analytics from Microsoft, for example. Bing has its own analytics. Zoho has its own analytics software. So you could have analytics for email marketing funnels, which is HubSpot. You get social media analytics from Facebook. You have Twitter analytics. So you could use a combination of these, but Google remains the base, which almost every website uses to understand the user data. So how do you manage growth using Google Analytics? So let's discuss the details of the metrics from the ABCs of the Google Analytics and how the metrics can be used for managing business growth. First is the audience report. So how to use the GA audience data? Now, the audience overview is the best global view of your website's data. The key metrics tracked in this report are the active users, the total users, the customer's lifetime value. So how much do the customers spend on your business over a period of their association with your company? You get a cohort analysis, which is all about how frequently do customers come back to your website. So do customers visit your website multiple times within 7 days or 14 days or 30 days? Then you have demographics, geography, age group, affinity group. You have behavior, technology. Are they using maybe iPhones, or are they using Android phones, or are they using Windows laptops, or are they using MacBooks? And then you get to know the user flow, right from landing to exit. How many pages are they browsing? Are they scrolling enough? Are they signing up for your newsletters, or are they making a purchase? So all this user data is available for free, which you could use to improve your entire navigation flow, descriptions, and give users more options. So at the basic level, you have general demographics, which you can view directly in the Google Analytics menu, right? Age, gender, affinity, categories, in-market segments, For people who are frequent shoppers or frequent travelers or who use credit card for payments. So you could all that information for better targeting. It also gives you demographics in gender reports. So are you getting more male visitors or more female visitors? Depending upon your product category, this could be an important information from you. Then you get interest reports. As I said, are you getting more frequent travelers? For example, if you are a travel insurance service selling company, or if you have travel accessories as an e-commerce product category, you want to target frequent travelers. Or if you want to target people who are more comfortable shopping online, you want to target frequent online shoppers. If you want less COD, you want the group who uses credit card for online shopping. So all that data is already available, which you can then go back and use in your search or social marketing. Then geography is another example. If you are targeting multiple countries or multiple states, you get to know where are your users coming from, and again, change your ad targeting. So now the acquisition report. The acquisition report gives the summary of the traffic channels sending visitors to your website. So you get to know how many customers came directly. Now directly gives you a good indication of your brand recall value, where a customer opens up the browser on his laptop or on his smartphone and directly types your business domain and comes to your website. So it's a good indicator of your branding. Then you have search traffic or organic traffic that gives you that your SEO strategy is working and you're able to drive free organic traffic to your website. Then you have social traffic coming from, say, Facebook or Instagram or Twitter or LinkedIn. Then you have your referrals, your emails, your affiliate or your custom links. And you get to see the behavior of each of these groups, the average duration they spend on the website, the average number of pages they browse, the average revenue per order, and the conversion percentage. So you know what channels work best for you and where is it that you should spend more energy, time, and money to drive more traffic. So this is a snapshot of the acquisition report, which compares the performance of different channels of traffic for your website. A look at this lets you know what traffic is working best for you and which has better potential to drive more traffic and sales for your business. Now, customer acquisition using Google Analytics acquisition report. As I said, the acquisition overview report allows you to measure the performance of various traffic sources, not just the number of users, but their engagement. So are they browsing more pages? Are they spending more time? Or are they buying high value products? So the average order value could be different for different sources. Or the conversion percentage could be different. So you get to compare both. The report shows the acquisition behavior conversion cycle. So how the website acquires users, their behavior on your website, and the path to conversion. So to make the most sense of this report, let's dive into what this collective data reveals. Now, one key mission of web analytics is to identify this difference in user intention and behavior to create tailored messages for each of these channels. This will increase the overall engagement and conversion rate for your business. So what is the most common place your users come from? Now, Google Analytics sorts your incoming traffic into one of the following 8 channels. So free channels, as I said, are direct and organic. Direct, people who type in your domain name or URL. Organic, who come through organic listings on the search results. Then you have social, people coming from your organic posts on Facebook and Instagram. Not the paid posts or ads, but the paid free posts that you put on your profile. Then email, you may be sending emails to customers. People could click on the links and come to your website. That's again free. And then referrals. These are other websites talking about you, placing a link back to your website. Then you have paid channels. So paid channels, first you have search engine marketing, SEM. So paid search, where you could have Google ads or maybe Microsoft Bing ads. So you're bidding for keywords, key phrases, and you're paying a cost per click. Then you have display campaigns both on Google and on social media, and there could be other forms of advertising. So you have free channels and you have paid channels. So Google Analytics Behavior Report lets you gauge the performance of your site's content, and these reports also tell you how visitors engage with your website and take actions when they are visiting and moving through your site. Not just the site, it also gives you an indication of how well the content on all platforms are working. For example, if you have a sales offer, buy two, get one, and that drives a lot of traffic and conversion. And if you have another offer, a 25% off, but it does not drive enough traffic and sales. So you can compare both the offers, the content, the design, the messaging, and decide why something worked and why something didn't. You can even A/B test campaigns. So a lot of this is possible because of the readily real-time insights that's available to you. So what are the key metrics that the acquisition report tracks for you? One is the overview report, the snapshot. You get page views for every source. You get unique page views. The average time a user spends, is it 3 minutes? Is it 10 minutes? So if you have a big website with multiple products, you want people to spend a few minutes. You can even look at that on an average, people who buy, how much time do they spend? That gives you an indication that you need to engage customers to browse more products and increase the time they spend on your website. Then you have bounce rate, you want to reduce that, the flow of users through multiple contents, the speed of your site. You need to ensure that you have a low site loading time so that users don't have to wait for the content. So there are multiple metrics available which you can track. This is a snapshot of the behavior report, the page views, different pages. So how many times was each page viewed? For example, the first one where you only see a slash is the home page. So how many times people viewed the home page? How much is the contribution in terms of unique page views, and how much time did people spend? For example, on this website, on average, people spend 2 minutes and 43 seconds. So based on historical data, you get to see a trend. Is this reducing? Is this increasing? And you get to know what's an optimal average time spent on your website. So data is available, and it's available at all depths. And then you have the conversion report. So a conversion takes place when a visitor on the site takes an action you care about. So not just sales, sometimes signing up for a newsletter or subscribing or maybe viewing a particular offer could also be a conversion. So you get to decide what you could term as conversion, and Google reports how many conversions actually happened overall for each source, for each customer segment, and you could use that insight to improve the conversion. So the key metrics tracked in this report are goals. So conversions are goals, and you could have other goals as well. For example, your goal could be people who spend 5 minutes on your website. That's not conversion, but that's a goal. So Google counts that as well. For example, out of 1,000 visitors, how many people spend 5 minutes or more on your website? So goal completion, every goal can have a value assigned to it, hence the goal conversion report, your total abandonment rate, so how many people add products to the cart and exit the site without making a purchase, that's your abandonment rate. Assisted conversion is people coming through multiple channels and making a purchase, so maybe first they come through an organic traffic. You get those pixels, you remarket the customers using display campaigns. So those are assisted conversions. And then you also get a value for assisted conversions. You get your product performance. So what categories are doing well? So if you have multiple categories, what categories do well? What categories have a higher conversion? For example, if you're into apparel, maybe t-shirts have a higher conversion compared to shirts or trousers. So you need to, you know, where to focus on. So in a nutshell, every detail, every insight that you may ask for is already available. All you need to do is deep dive into the data and look for it. Now, Google Analytics e-commerce tracking monitors product performance just as meticulously as it does with customer behavior. It manages the entire flow. So it looks at the total product revenue for each category, how much does every category or product contribute to your total revenue, how many unique purchases were there, average quantity bought per purchase. For example, some customers may buy more units per order, so average quantity bought per purchase, amount for product refunds, so how many refunds per product category or segment, how many people viewed the product pages, the details, how many added to the cart, removed from the cart. So you get all these details. So companies might understand the value of the data, but they often lack the ability to turn it into actionable insights. And that is what differentiates successful e-commerce businesses from the ones that are not doing so well. So as a small business owner in the digital age, it is extremely important to utilize the data to plan your budget. Now you have tons of reports available, but at each stage of your business, you need to figure out which reports are more beneficial for you and where is it that you should spend more time on. The familiar technique that is used is, first you define the problem. So you use the DMAIC, the Six Sigma approach, but first you define what is important for you at the particular stage of the process. For example, if you're a new business, what you want to drive or first measure is the traffic and the number of product views. So that is what is more important for you in the first month of your launch. So you start measuring then how many people actually come on your site and what percentage is actually viewing the products. Sales is not very important for you in the first month maybe. You want to have people come back and browse for more products. Then you start analyzing. So if 1,000 people come on your website, maybe only 100 browse products, or maybe only 20 browse 10 or more products. So you analyze the entire flow, you see where are people dropping off and how can you correct them. Maybe you start using pop-ups to give them more recommendations, or you start using exit pop-ups. The moment a person tries to exit, you give them a pop-up with another offer, so the customer goes back to your website. So you define, you measure, you analyze, and you plan for the improvement. And if you achieve improvement, then you put control measures. For example, if you see that a change in design helps you improve the product views, then you continue with the design. Or if exit pop-ups start working for you, then you always maintain those pop-ups. All you do is you keep changing the offer or the clickbait for the customer. So you follow the DMAIC model to first define what's important for you, measure and look at the relevant report, you analyze data, you plan how could you improve upon it, and once you achieve the results, you put in a control plan to ensure the improvement is not eliminated and you're able to sustain the improvement. So business owners that are in the habit of analyzing data, getting insights from the analytics and putting these insights into actions are the ones who become more successful. Because here you get to know everything. As I said, every click, every scroll, every view of the customer is getting recorded. All you need to do is deep dive and get some insights from it. So some techniques to incorporate data into your company culture is weekly checkups. Put a frequency where you check reports. Recommended reports for weekly checkups are customer acquisition report, what channels work well for you, organic traffic landing page report. So what keywords are working for you and what pages are ranking higher on search engines and how to drive conversions from those landing pages. Your email assessment report, how well are your email campaigns working, and device comparison report. So what customers are converting more, mobile customers or laptop customers? Mobile customers, is it Android users or iOS users? So you use these reports in your weekly checkups. Then in weekly meetings, try to avoid I think discussions. It's mostly to be driven by actual data insights. The company staff, cultivate a data-driven culture within your organization. It's important to remember that without data, you're simply another person with an opinion. So if somebody has an opinion, ask them to go back, check the report, and come back with historical data, past 30 days data, past 90 days data, or past 7 days data. Whatever is relevant, ask them to back up their opinion or their hypothesis with data. Have better trained employees, employees who understand data analysis. Getting your team to think in terms of quantifiable data. Always try to quantify assumptions and statements. Use of tools rather than guesswork. Being into e-commerce is that you are into a data-rich industry. So use tools rather than using guesswork. Guesswork could be very, very expensive for you. Make the data an integral part of all communication. Talk in terms of numbers. And finally, the most important, tie data to the bottom line. So Google Analytics and other analytics like Facebook or Twitter or HubSpot have free versions. Google Analytics is completely free. So when used with intelligence, it can be extremely powerful in providing actionable data that can make a difference in improving your customers' shopping experience and can drive customer sales, customer lifetime value, and customer retention. Most businesses don't fail due to lack of work or dedication. Most businesses fail for executing very well the wrong things. So you keep focusing on the wrong channel or the wrong customer group, whereas that channel or that customer group is not giving you conversions, but you keep focusing on them very long based on assumptions or hypothesis, reason for failure. The trick is to understand which data points are important for each development stage of your business and use that knowledge to make changes that will have a deep impact in your bottom line. Be quick to look at data, be quick to implement changes, be quick to monitor how that impacts customers and your business. Thank you very much.